Malbork Castle is the largest brick-built castle on Earth. 21 hectares of walls, towers and vaulted halls, about 30 football pitches, on the east bank of the Nogat River in northern Poland. From the western bank, looking across the water, you see the whole castle reflected in the Nogat, the Knight's Tower and the Church of St. Mary anchoring the composition. That is the photograph everyone takes. The story is older and more interesting than the building. Construction began in 1274 under the Teutonic Order, a German crusading military order invited into Prussia, building a network of brick castles to consolidate its rule. From 1309, the Grand Master moved his seat from Venice to here, to what was then called Marienburg, Mary's Fortress, and this single building became the political capital of a monastic state stretching along the southern Baltic. At its peak, under Winrich von Kniprode in the late 14th century, Malbork was the largest fortified Gothic structure in Christendom. The castle is laid out as three concentric zones. The High Castle, the original monastic core, is a four-winged building enclosing the chapter house, the Church of St. Mary, and the dormitories of the Order's Knight Brothers. The Middle Castle holds the Grand Master's Palace, the Great Refectory, and the Knight's Refectory with its famous palm-vaulted ceiling, a single brick column blooming into the entire vault overhead, an early Gothic engineering marvel. The Low Castle, the Outer Bailey, housed the workshops, armory and stables. Two dates matter. In 1410, the Order lost the Battle of Grunwald to a Polish-Lithuanian army. Their power waned. In 1457, the castle passed to the Polish crown, and in 1945, it was bombed to ruin in the closing months of the Second World War. What you visit today is a painstaking reconstruction, begun in 1950 and ongoing, and UNESCO specifically cites that conservation work in the 1997 inscription. The castle is not fake. It is a real 14th century building, accurately rebuilt by Polish conservators on the surviving walls. Plan 3 to 4 hours for the standard route, 5 to 6 hours for the full route, or if you want to linger in the Amber exhibition. The standard route alone has you climbing stairs and walking cobbled courtyards across all three zones. Wear closed-toe shoes with grip. The site is equal parts cobbled courtyard, worn medieval stair, and uneven flagstone. Now, the warm layer warning. Bring a fleece or jacket year-round. Malbork's interior is largely unheated, including in summer. The 3 to 4 meter brick walls hold the cold of winter well into June. Visitors who arrive in shorts and a t-shirt on a 28-degree July day are routinely surprised to be shivering inside the chapter house 20 minutes later. In winter, the effect is sharper. With no central heating, the high castle interiors can sit several degrees below outdoor air on still days. A proper winter coat, hat and gloves from November through March. Visitors often photograph their own breath inside the Grand Master's Palace. Best timing. A weekday in late May, June or early September, arriving at the 9 o'clock opening or after 4. Saturdays in July and August are the busiest of the year. Arriving at opening puts you inside the High Castle before the coach groups. Arriving in late afternoon puts you in the Knight's Refectory as they leave. Winter visits are quietest and atmospheric. The evening light show, when running, uses the brick walls as a projection surface and rewards staying for dinner in town. Getting here. The easiest way is by train from Gdańsk Główny. Polregio Regional and PKP intercity services run direct every 30 minutes, journey time 30 to 50 minutes. From Malbork railway station, the castle is a flat 15-minute walk west toward the Nogat. From Warsaw, a direct PKP intercity train takes about 3 hours each way. Most international visitors base in Gdańsk and treat Malbork as a comfortable single-day excursion. Leave after breakfast, spend the day inside the walls, return for dinner in the old town. A small note for families. Malbork is one of the most family-friendly castle visits in Europe. Polish families often dress their children in tabards and toy chainmail for photographs in the courtyards. The audio guide has a children's mode. The armory, the dungeons, and the climb up the Knight's Tower all hold attention for kids 6 and up. Pace the day. 21 hectares is a lot of ground for small legs. When you walk in through the main gate and into the first of the three zones, remember what you're walking into. A monastic state, ruled by an order of warrior monks, headquartered for almost 150 years in this single brick building. There is nothing else quite like it on Earth. Enjoy your visit.